Hello, I am Deborah, owner of Corvidae, and I'm here with our brand new Paladins team, and representing them today is Matsy and Brudax. How you going, guys?
Hey, how you going?
Hi, pretty good, mate. How about yourself?
Pretty good, and excited for what the future holds for us. So, just to give everyone listening some in-depth knowledge as to who you guys are and what's happening. Let's just jump straight into a few Q&As and give them a feel for what you guys are about. So, first and foremost, how did you guys come together?
So when I started playing Paladins, it was kind of just like here and there a little bit iffy. We hopped into different games and everyone was a little bit all over the shot. So most teams just kind of found each other naturally. We just kind of, well, I wanted to start a team. I've never been on the pro in the pro scene or any kind of competitive scene before. So I decided to just post up a looking for members, wanted to start my own team because I couldn't find a team that was looking for recruits. And all of a sudden, this influx of people just started messaging me. Matsy, Itstez, Disobey, and Hardo—they all kind of came out to me as quickly as they could. And I was excited to trial out as many people as I could. Our current roster didn't actually make the cut in the first trials, surprisingly. But we all got there eventually. Matsy was there from the start. Disobey, Itstez wasn't. We had a couple of faults here and there, and Istez really started performing and picking up his game heaps. So we were like, no, we're getting you in here. We need you now. And Hardo played on Australian Mafia, I think, in the Invitational, and seeing his name on there, we're like, yep, we're bringing this guy in. He's a beast. Yeah.
It sounds like an interesting turn of events, that's for sure. So, what drew your team to Corviday to join the murder?
What drew us to Corviday was they're a well-recognized name within the Australian esports scene as a whole, and I've seen a few of their teams in other games before, and they've all been nice people, and I thought that maybe we'd be able to bring the same kind of vibes to Corviday as well.
Yeah. Well, I saw Corday at CGPL back in April with a couple of mates, and we just attended a LAN and thought, fuck, these guys have some good attitude. They're really, really into it, into the game. I just thought, that is awesome. They are really cool blokes. My mate actually ended up joining the team under a different game. He joined under Smite. And he introduced me to the Corviday guys. I played with you guys as a mate in the Paladins Invitational tournament, and just from there it kind of spiraled up as a relationship, and here we are today.
Appreciate some of those kind words, that's for sure. And I'm glad that you've stuck around, Brudax. It was a pleasure playing with you throughout that tournament, although, we kind of got steamrolled, but it was fun nonetheless.
Results are interesting.
Yes, to say the least. And that brings me to my next point. So, during the Evie Cup, you guys didn't have the greatest results, but what do you think you can bring to the organization?
We're kind of the guys that are there to be the guys that you can rely on and you can count on. And we have our own Discord servers and we have our own things, and we're supporting new teams coming to the scene because the scene's pretty small as it is right now, obviously. We have a scrim server where we can get people in and they can organize scrims in there and message other people like, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing right? Can I get any coaching? We get coaching from Avant because they're freaks. All kinds of things, man.
That's cool. I definitely think you have the right approach in trying to help the whole community, because if you help everyone else, then it's only going to benefit yourselves and the rest of the Paladins community. So that's a really good gesture
And
of you
yeah,
guys.
put a good name to Corbett as well. And Matty's an entertainer. He's got his own Twitch and
That's me.
he's doing all that.
So with my Twitch, obviously I'm mainly going to be streaming Paladins because that's the game I'm playing right now. However, starting off with my Twitch, I did a bit of partnership type work with one of my friends. Me and him used to duo stream 2D Minecraft, as some of my friends call it, or in other words, Terraria, and that was a good run. But streams have been pretty on and off from there. But I feel like streams are going to be a lot more active in the near future.
Cool, cool. It's very good to hear. So as a team, what do you think your collective goals are? What are you striving for? What is the end goal for you guys?
So the end goal for us would be to play at, in CSGO terms, I don't know if it's the same for Paladins, but play at a major. So in terms of Paladins, you'd think the major would be the Hi-Rez Expo, and obviously we don't have the opportunity to play there now. However, I feel like between now and whenever the next major tournament will be, I feel like we have a lot of time to really reflect on our play as a whole and just strive to improve from there.
Yeah, playing in a LAN tournament, even like any sort of LAN tournament, to be honest, there is some kind of recognition that fuck, these Paladins, Corviday blokes are here and they're tearing shit up, they're going ham. Matsy's hitting Charlene shots all over the place. He's a freak. But yeah, obviously playing in a LAN tournament would be amazing, and we're striving to kind of improve and get there as quickly as we can, but the process is always slow, as you'd come to know.
Definitely, definitely. But it's good to see that you've got those goals and those end goals, and you want to hit the big times, and you know, you're not just settling for something easily achievable. So it's really good to see, and we're super excited to be working with you guys. And I know the rest of the crew in Corviday is super hyped. We've got Rain in particular, can't wait to get you guys in more and have some chats. She's really happy to have a new team, and as the rest of the crew are. So we're really excited. You guys are really easy to work with, have a great attitude, and definitely have a whole bunch of talent left to unlock. So we're very keen, and thank you for coming aboard and giving me your time today to do this quick Q&A.
Our pleasure, man. Thanks for having
us. Yeah, our pleasure. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.